Hallelujah. And these doctrines include the doctrines for justification, correct water baptism. The way Apostle Paul baptizes, that is how we shall baptize. He did not baptize Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Whether I understand it or not, the fact that Apostle Paul, my own apostle, that brought the gospel to the Gentiles, that brought this New Testament Bible to me, confirmed from above, this is how he baptized. He is my example. Can I tell you people something? Listen very well. William Branham is not my example. That's a very hard one. William Branham is not my example, oh. Because, listen, church, William Branham told me to judge him by the apostles' doctrine. In the vision he said, he told the angel, those who are behind the curtain, they are behind there, where they are enjoying there. He said, Peter, they are there? He said, yes. The angel said, Peter is there. He said, what of Paul? He said, Paul is there. He said, because the angel said, wait, you can't come here now. So he wants to know whether if he come, he will enter. So he asked him, who are those there? Peter, they there? He said, yes. Paul, they there? He said, if Paul is there, I will be there because I preach what Apostle Paul preached. So, if you hear that type of testimony, will you run after William Branham or run after Apostle Paul? You will run and marry this Bible. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is nothing Apostle Paul spoke that brought any confusion anywhere. But there are things William Branham spoke that brought confusion. This man doesn't believe the message. See, he's speaking against the prophet. I am speaking the truth. William Branham had one ministry. He did not come to point people to us and point himself to the people. He came to point us to Apostle Paul, the Bible. Point us to the Bible. Oh, people don't understand. Amen. Amen. I believe he's a star messenger to this age with one ministry. Bring us back to the apostolic faith. What is the evidence that you are part of the ministry of William Branham is that you will come back to the Bible. That is the evidence. The evidence is not to hang William Branham's picture on your body, in your house, in your office, even at the altar and everywhere. And then they say you're in the message. The evidence you're in the message is that the Bible becomes open for you. If you are still holding on to William Branham said, it is because your eye is still blind. Your eyes have not yet been opened to the Bible. If the Bible is open, it will be open because of the message William Branham brought to us. Glory be to God. From earth to glory, we are traveling on the right way. It includes sanctification, holiness, without which you can never see God. And please, when we say holiness, without which you cannot see God, people, if you don't know God, how will you know how to identify Him? Because every church you say, oh, we are coming here today now. Oh, after service, the service was awesome. The Lord really, really came down. Then Christ Embassy will say, the Lord really, really come down. Saleh, we say, today the Lord really, really came down. And the Baptist, Anglican, and Catholic, the Lord really, really, really came down. And choosing, the Lord really, really came down. Can you see? The Lord really, really came down. But everybody is saying God. Now, when you ask somebody, what is the evidence that God came down? When you don't know how he looks like, you must be able to identify God before you say God came down. How do you identify him? You identify him with anointing that throw people down, you will miss him. Do you identify him by miracles, signs and wonders? The crutches are dropping, healing, everything taking place. You will miss it if that is how you identify him. Hallelujah. Everyone that comes before God's presence. If you meet with God, we have examples in the Bible. When a sinner meets with God, Isaiah met with God. His eyes opened, he saw the throne. What is the evidence that it was God he saw? He shouted, "Hey, I am done. I am a man of unclean lips." He immediately see the righteousness in you. If you go to church and you saw a move of so much anointing everywhere, fire was falling from heaven coming down, and you leave, you are living with your boyfriend, you leave and you are sharing that testimony in your boyfriend's bedroom to continue as you used to continue before, I am telling you, it was not God that you saw. It's not God that you saw. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Holiness without which you cannot see him. The prayer of a sinner is abomination. The prayer of the wicked is abomination. God hearing no prayer of sinner, and you know the life you are living. But anytime you pray, something happens. Let me tell you, not be God they answer you. Because if not God they answer you, then not God they walk with Babalawo. Where did they go get power? And something they happen. Okay now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why the best song I love to sing when you want to look inward is, "Give me the power to do your will, oh Lord." Then the songwriter said, "Anointing flow." Now listen. That anointing that will give you power to do his will is not the anointing that will make you fall down, you stand up and then dust your trouser and wear it and say, "The Lord is good," with your painted nails. "The Lord is good." And when the man of God said, "Take it," I took it. "The Lord is good. The Lord is good." That is not the anointing to do God's will. That's not the anointing to do God's will. Sanctification. And they have corrupted all this with "it doesn't matter." Any church that says you can come to God anyhow, come to church anyhow, come to the presence of God anyhow, he is removing the ancient landmark. And that person is cursed according to the Bible. According to the Bible. That is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there is a genuine gift. The doctrine that tells you, speak in tongues, everybody speak in tongues, and they teach you how to speak in tongues, is another gospel. What in the Bible, they speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. It's a supernatural action. Not their power. Not Peter stood as everybody open mouth. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Hey, mama, go. Hey, you see the corruption? You see the perversion? And in the midst there are the genuine. Oh, there are people singing, praying in genuine tongues. But now there's this perversion in their midst of these impersonators. And there is a man that is telling everybody, "You must all speak in tongues, even though you are not in the spirit." Oh, hallelujah. Everything, including feet washing, doctrines for communion, It's part of the landmark. If you like this, go and study. I'm telling you now, go and study and know these landmarks. If you miss this landmark, you will miss your way to heaven. Love. There is a landmark for love. Forgiveness. There is a landmark for giving. The early church was a giving church. Tithes and offerings. Prayers. Hallelujah. Anointing was not for sale. In the Old Testament, the commercialization of the gospel is another gospel. What we are taught, and anybody that goes beyond that, you can never make that destination. The only way is come back and look for that ancient landmark and walk therein. Walk therein. Because people rush to have spiritual gifts. And what is in their mind is like people who are going to school to go and study and get a certificate. What is the purpose of getting that certificate? So that they will get job. The same thing, people rush to get anointing if they can just get a gift. And the crave for gift is so much now, until now, it is also now being enhanced. So much enhanced until now we have sons of the prophet. Daughters of the prophet. You have people who give people anointing, who give people gifts. In the beginning it was not so. Hallelujah. In the beginning it was not so. Apostle Paul did not go to Peter to collect anointing. The same God that called Peter called him. The same way he anointed Peter, he anointed him for the work he told him, gave him to do. Hallelujah. He who descended is also the same that ascended. Ephesians chapter 4. Who is it that descended? Jesus. Who is it that ascended? Jesus. That he might fill all things. And he gave gifts to men. He gave some. He, Jesus, gave some apostles. He, Jesus, gave some prophets. Amen. And there is no mediator again between he who gives and he who wants to receive. Let no man of God come and say, if you want to be a prophet, come to me. No, if you want to be a prophet, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Very soon you will discover too late. You pastor looking for gifts and running to Jeremiah. Running to where again? To mountain. Some na mountain. Because if you go to a mountain, iri, then they're there. Iri, they're there. Iri is Hausa word for different ones. All of them. Full mountain. They know nothing other than sit down there and think Christianity is just prayer. From January to December, they're on top of the mountain. Every day. Then people, gullible people, will go and climb a mountain. Say, where are they going? There is one Baba there. If he lay up Baba, you see idolatry. You see idolatry. Jesus Christ warned us. If they say he is there, what should you do? Don't go there. He gave some. He is the one that gives. He's the one that gives. No man can give you any gift. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the standard that Apostle Paul put, and it's the right standard. Let's see. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. There's a comment that he made concerning Titus. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. And I read it up to verse 18. This is what he had to say. 2 Corinthians, sorry. Chapter 12 and verse 14. Behold, he's writing to the Corinthian church, his second letter to them. The third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours. In my own Bible, it is you know, it's one of the scripture that strikes me so hard. It's marked. He said, I seek not yours. But who is he seeking? You. I seek not yours, but you. Pastor Moses, that is a landmark for my ministry. For the children, you. For the children, ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents, they lay up for the children. That's why I say, a true man of God rejoices at the prosperity of his church members. And it is my desire to see all of you prosper. Your prosperity is my testimony. Oh. Okay now. Verse 15. And I will verily gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Ah. And that's exactly Brother Assembly Church for you. The more I try my best, even those who have benefited more from me, they are the ones stabbing me at the back. As if I have cheated anybody. As if your life did not become better after coming to walk near me. But being so, I did not bother you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with sense. Guile, with sense. If not with sense, how malam? You will gather Igbo people. Sense. He called it guile. Verse 17. He asked them, did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? He's telling the Corinthian church. Though he's the one that opened that church. But was he collecting tithe and offering from that church? No. Enter message pastors go about opening churches up and down. And they, like the denominations do, and collect tithes and offerings from that church to a headquarters. It is happening in Ghana. It is happening in Lagos here. It's happening in Sapele. It's happening. I saw one also in Italy when I went to Italy. They're everywhere. Verse 18. See what he said. I marked that in my Bible. I desired Titus. And with him, I sent a brother. Then he said, did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Apostle Paul has somebody that walked with him, Titus. And now he sent Titus to the Corinthian church. He said, watch him. He came from me. He said, the same way I was with you. Is that not the same way he is doing? Are we not walking in the same steps? Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that one day I will have a minister that will leave this church that I can also speak like this of him. Well, I'm watching because they have started going out now. So I'm watching them. I'm praying that I will not be disappointed. Because you stay, you walk with me, now you go out. Let us see what you will put in place. Praise the Lord. You must have the same confidence that the people have, Moses, Alu, in Brother Assembly. If you walked with me, if you're a minister with me, you're sent from here, you go down. And I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm praying. That is my prayer because Satan wants me to look like a failure. But I cannot produce another ministry like this. I'm walking by testimony. All those who have gone, there is none that resemble this one. That's why I'm speaking. I'm speaking for those who have gone. And so I'm trying to use it to challenge those who will go. Because many more will live. Hallelujah. That's the ancient landmark. The gospel was not for commercialization. Ministers make sacrifice for the people. They make sacrifice for the people. You don't sit down there, you're expecting, oh, collect, 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 collect. You will be like a dead sea. You'll be dead, you receive, you give nothing out, you become dead. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? This is the rock. This is the rock. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why will you go to add something to the grace God gave you? That means you doubt, even you doubt that God you are serving. And it's because you are looking for something. Amen. And that you are looking for, you will get it. And with all that accompany it, it will follow you. Because Satan will never give you anything free. May somebody here hear me repent in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Anointing is not for sale. He said, freely, freely you receive, freely you give out. Church is not a family business. Husband and wife cannot own a church. Except if it is your business. And according to the landmark, no, church is a fivefold ministry. Oh, glory be to God. The old church, it was the fivefold offices only. No reverend. No reverend doctor. No act anything. No venerable anything. No GO anything. It's not there. It's another gospel. Oh! It's another gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And what bounded them together in brotherhood was the love of God. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. When he was sharing, we said, let's share the grace. What did he use that keep us together? The love of God. And what? The sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's the grace first. The grace of God. It's the grace first that bind the two of us together. Something I enjoy, you two enjoy, brought us together. Then we enjoy the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit and what? What again? How are you talking? Grace? Eh? Hallelujah. That is what binds us together. The sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the word of truth. That is what kept us together. Not Christian Association of Nigeria. If this Bible cannot keep us together, no other association can keep us together. Therefore, PFN, CAN, and all those, come back to the true unity. So that I relate with you only if I belong to that association. That is evidence you are a social group, not a Christian church. How can members of one family be divided? Then you are making effort using one constitution. This is enough constitution for us. And we don't campaign for leadership. Hallelujah. We will not campaign for leadership. When they want to change government, they go and campaign and campaign and campaign for election. Election. We are Church of Jesus Christ. God knows how to lift up the one that everybody to follow. It's a vindication from above. The old landmarks. And evangelism was to lift up Christ. Not to fill your church. You don't evangelize for people to come to your church. You evangelize for people to become Christians. Christians. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You evangelize for Christ, not for your church. That is true evangelism. Then when you finish, they will ask you, okay, where should we worship? Then you can direct them to your church. So instead of saying, give your life to Christ, and open Bible and show them. You are saying, come to my church. If you come to my church, this is your problem, we go. Ha! Have you heard of Pastor Moses Alu? That Hausa man. Ah! Hey, have you heard? If you just shake body like this, people go to fall. Have you heard? Just come, it is solution ground. Now, evangelism be that, oh. That's what they teach them, oh. What Joe was telling his people, tell the people to come. Tell the people about the testimonies in our church. Let them come. Tell them the very testimony. Wear your apron. Tell them. Let them come. Let them come. And they will see the God of bride. Let them come. Tell them about the God of bride. You are sitting there. And you are telling people, not telling people. Don't you know that God is here? The God of bride. He answered prayer. Tell them. Tell them. In the beginning it was not so. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And in the beginning it was not a one man show. The church was ruled by the leadership of the Spirit. The gifts in the church. The fivefold ministry. Not one man. One man. If I travel, they close the altar. No, in the beginning it was not so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No headquarters with branches anywhere. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. The way it is done now. And to answer call of God is not by going to any Bible school. In the beginning, it was not so. When God calls you, He anoints you into the work He has called you to do. I'm talking about the ancient landmark. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But these landmarks were removed. And Job chapter 24. There is a statement there that I want to borrow. Job chapter 24, verses 1 and verse 2. He said, some, hallelujah. In fact, verse 1. He said, why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know Him not see His days? Some that know Him not, those who don't know Him, some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. So who are those that remove the landmarks? They are those that know Him not. They are those that know Him not. And another group that remove the landmark, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and verse 2. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the landmarks, from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Who are those that do that? Seducing spirits that will take you away from the ancient landmark, the apostolic doctrines. And now, because God knew it, before there is a problem, there is a solution. God, who knows all things, that is why we have the restoration ministry in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, before the coming of the Lord, to return us back to the apostolic faith. Return us back to the apostolic faith. That is the end time message. Come back to the old and ancient landmarks. Come back to the apostolic faith. Come out of error. You will never get to heaven by the way you are carrying your Christian faith until you come back to the old way. Ask of me the old way. If you ask, He said, He will show you the old way. The acceptable way. And that is why Apostle Paul, Jude, let's open the book of Jude. Jude, verse 3 and verse 4. He said it this way. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly do what? Talk to me. Do what? Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We must contend. They want to remove you from it. Contend and remain there. Remain there, remain there.
That is exactly what I am trying to do in this ministry.
I don't know how many people want to join me to contend.
We have the youth contenders. God bless you. How many more? Look, it is a fight of faith. Verse 4. This is the way he put it in verse 4. Hallelujah. He said, for there are certain men crept into the church unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They crept in. And he said they were ordained. They are ordained for that because it must happen. They will always come. God already knew they will come. But his son can never be deceived. Because he's going to send a ministry that will return them to the landmarks. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's exactly what you saw in Genesis chapter 26. Isaac. You can read it on your own. From verse 12 to verse 33. The Bible says that after the death of Abraham, Isaac, the child of promise, hallelujah, traveled and went together. Where there was famine, he sowed in that land. But my emphasis, if you read that story, like we have made reference to it, because Isaac is a type of the end time bride. Hallelujah. There was something that Abraham told him. And one of the things that Abraham told him was to give him the position where the wells that he dug, the location of those wells. And the first thing after the death of Abraham, Isaac went to that same place. He located those wells that his father of old dug. He did not dig another new well. The Bible says, as you read on, he dug the first one. The same name that Abraham called the name of that well, he returned that same name to that well. He dug another one. The same name Abraham gave that well, he gave it. A type of the bride of Jesus Christ that we go back to the apostolic doctrine. The same way the apostles baptized. The same way they took the communion. The same way, the same doctrines. Not another doctrine. There is no new anointing. There is no new doctrine. William Branham did not bring a new doctrine. He only came to point us back to that same old gospel. Blessed be the Lord. And the Bible says that the Philistines had stopped the wells after the death of Abraham. A type of the Nicolaitan spirit. A type of the Antichrist spirit that covered up this gospel during the dark ages. After the last apostles died, he had a field day. And using the Roman power, he closed everything pertaining to the light of the gospel. But there was an Isaac that went to dig it. Before you know what, Luther started. And the Bible says that the Philistines wrestled with him. There were three wells that he dug. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said they came to contend with him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sorry, there were four wells that were dug. The first one, he dug it. Amen. The Philistines came and contended with him. He went and dug the second one. Sanctification. Luther started his own. They tried to stop him. Did they succeed? No. Wesley took over the next well of sanctification, holiness in the church. They tried to contend it. Did they succeed? No. Then the gifts were restored in 1906. Hallelujah. They will contend. They will contend. But there is one he dug. When he dug the fourth one, they could not contend again. That is the entire message. That is what they cannot contend now. This move now, they can't stop it. Hallelujah. The children of God everywhere in the world are hearing us and they are getting out of those erroneous places. The message is, come out of the denominational system. Come out of error. Come out of anything that will take you away from from this Bible and be married to the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I read my final scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Joshua, a type, the same words to Joshua, the same words to us now. Chapter 1, verses 8 and verse 9. This book, point your Bible and shout this book. Say it now. This book of the law shall not depart. Stand up, everybody. Can we read it now? Hallelujah. This book of the law. Hold on very well. Oh. Make sure you have Bible. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all, not some, that is written therein. For then, that is the only assurance for prosperity, then thou shalt make thy way from heaven, from earth to glory, prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, bride of Jesus Christ, whithersoever thou goest. And the church we say, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Esteem my heavens the wonderful King that shall on us and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee, ready my God, thy will to open my eyes, open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit, divine. That is why we are not a denomination. That's all I want to establish. That is why we are not a denomination. May no wind of false doctrine blow you away from the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord continue to establish you that have decided to follow the truth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am aware, I'm not talking to only you people sitting down here. Brethren, you are traveling on the right way. May the Lord keep you on that pathway of truth in the name of Jesus. The enemy will try to discourage you, but may you receive strength from above in the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of God continue to comfort every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not miss your target. You will not miss that glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.